Now that's when your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the
He's still God. Amen. Amen. And no matter daytime, nighttime. Amen. He's still God. Book of Romans, chapter number 8. Romans, chapter number 8. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 14. Amen. Romans 8 and 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank You this morning for the Word of God. Thank You for these that have come. And pray now that You bless this day and this time and help us to be an able minister of the Word of God. I ask You to just speak to our hearts, teach us from Your Word, and have Your way, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask, amen and amen. Amen. It is Father's Day, and I want to preach to you this morning just on this thought about, as I read these verses here, just simply, Father and children. Father and children. And we begin here in our text, and it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. God's children. Amen. If we're led of God, amen, we belong unto God. Amen. Verse 16 says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. That we are the children of God. And that is enough if it really sinks into our heart and our mind and we really grasp what that is and what that said and what that means to us. If we are the children of God, that is shouting ground. Amen. That we are the children of God. Now, when a person is born again, he's not born into a position of servitude. That's not what happens. He's not brought into the family of God or the household of God as a slave. Rather, that individual receives the spirit of adoption and their place in God's family as children. Amen. We are the children of God. And by a true spiritual instinct, he looks up to God and we're able to call God Father. Not only Father, but it says here, Abba Father. Abba Father. And that word Abba is an Aramaic word, and it does suffer in our English translation as to what it really means, the depths of it. We read the word Abba and we don't grasp the affection that is shown there by that word. I mean, we use words when we talk about our fathers like, you know, we may call them daddy and papa and, you know, things. And we are hesitant to speak of God in those terms. But that's the implication that's spoken here in addressing God. He is our Abba Father. He is our Heavenly Father. He is our Papa, if you will. He's that close. Amen. Though he is infinitely high, amen, he is also eminently close. He's close. And he is our Father, our Heavenly Father. We're thankful for our earthly fathers. But amen, this morning, and God help us earthly fathers that we might imitate our Heavenly Father. Amen. In these verses and in this that's spoken of here, a couple of things that I want to mention. Well, I say a couple of things. That's actually two, ain't it? And I got 4 points, so I guess more than just a couple of things. But you know, us preachers, sometimes we look at it and we just, you know, a couple of things. But we're not going to try to keep you real long today. But first thing I want to say about this is it talks about, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now then, in verse number 17, it talks about being heirs and heirs of God. And my first thing I want to say is there's no inheritance without sonship. There's no inheritance without sonship. In general terms, spiritual things can only be given to men and women who are in a certain spiritual condition. Amen. And even God cannot bestow certain blessings and gifts until we have the capacity to receive those gifts. Amen. And so, if there is no sonship, then there is no inheritance. In these verses, Paul here speaking to them, amen, to the believer, and he's saying, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. There's a kinship with God. God is our Father. He is our Heavenly Father. And so we can expect, if we've been born again into the family of God, an inheritance. But without a sonship, there is no inheritance. We're not going to inherit those things. Amen. We have to be sons. Now, my earthly father, amen, he's got 3 sons. And, you know, he's already set everything up. And when the time comes, amen, if God don't come first, that he's no longer here, we know who's going to get what. The inheritance has been divided, so to speak. It's been set apart. But you know what? There was just three. It was divided three ways. Why three ways? Because he had three sons. Amen. And so he divided it three ways. Now then, I'll tell you this. Being the oldest son, I petitioned for that biblical portion, you know. I said, you know, it's only biblical that the eldest get a double portion. Amen.
He really did.
Amen. I did. I petitioned. Amen. But they wasn't that biblical. Amen. My other two brothers, y'all pray for them. Amen. Amen. But listen, what I'm saying is this. It wasn't ever a question to where the inheritance was going. Amen. Why? Because he had three sons. And I mean, that's where the inheritance was going. It was going to the three sons. Amen. And so for us, this morning it's scattered up here. For those folks in the world, there's no inheritance without sonship. Amen. There has to be sonship for us to look and expect an inheritance from God. Amen. The second thing is there's no sonship without a spiritual birth. There's no sonship without a spiritual birth. We know what it says in John chapter 3, verse 3, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again. And so there has to be sonship for us to expect an inheritance. And there has to be a spiritual birth if there is a sonship, if there is a kin between us and God. Fatherhood involves the communication of a life and the reciprocation of love. Amen. It involves a divine act and a human emotion. It involves that the father and the child should have kindred life. And that's why the Bible said ye must be born again. Amen. We have to be born again. There has to be a spiritual birth. We live in a world, and God help us, and this is really speaks to both points here. So many people, amen, and I think I've mentioned this before, I won't call the name of the place, but a funeral director told me one time, he said, everybody likes to come and do business with me. I said, why is that? He said, because everybody that has a funeral in my chapel goes to heaven. Can I tell you something? Dying does not make you righteous. It don't. And see, without a spiritual birth, there is no sonship. A lot of people think, it seems like in this world, amen, today, that they're have a family connection, sonship or daughtership with God, amen, just because they're here. It don't work that way. Amen. And God help us right here. I'm going to go and say it, Scott. You know, everybody on Facebook say. I mean, you know, that just seemed to be. Somehow they feel that, amen, everything's all right. Now, they may be acting like the devil most of the time. But, amen, if need be, they can put some spiritual thoughts in there as well. God help us. Because, see, there is... Well, preacher, you don't decide who gets to go to heaven. I sure don't. You're right about that. But, see, the thing about it is, the Bible says, God said in His Word, He said, you know what you'll do if you love Me? He said, you'll keep My commandments. Amen. Amen. There has to be a sonship. And for us to be sons and daughters of God, there has to be a spiritual birth. We must be born again. That has to happen, amen, for us to enter in to see the kingdom of God. And so, if we are born again, Amen. Then we are sons of God. But if we're not born again, then, amen, we shall not see the kingdom of God. We're standing, as we would say, on the outside looking in. A lot of them folks in Noah's day, I mentioned y'all when we preached about that a few weeks back, and about John Smith that Brother Billy Cashwell preached about, and just an imaginary person that got preached to and saw the ark being built, but he didn't get on board until the last time. And then, you know, and he made that statement that, boy, he wondered if Noah could hear him beating on the door because he was on the outside. It matters where you are. And to be born again means to be in Christ. And so there's no inheritance without sonship. And there's no sonship without a new birth, a spiritual birth. But number three is, there's no spiritual birth without Christ. There's no spiritual birth without Christ. He has tarried for us. He came to us in the form of a servant. He came and He clothed Himself in this human flesh to live and to die and to do what we could not do, to bring salvation unto mankind. Jesus did that for us. Listen to just some of the things, and we won't read the whole chapter, but just maybe three or four verses here in the book of Isaiah chapter number 53. Amen. Isaiah chapter 53. In verse number 5, and it's talking about Jesus. Here's some prophecy about Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 53, in verse number 5, but He, talking about Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Amen. Where did our iniquity get laid? On Christ. He was the only one that could bear it, could carry it. Amen. Could deal with it. It was laid upon him. Skip down to verse number 10. And it says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. But listen to verse number 11. He, amen, talking about God here, God shall see the travail of Jesus' soul, of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Amen. He shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. Amen. Satisfied. The debt's been paid. It's been satisfied. And so we talk about being sons of God. To be a son of God, we must have a spiritual birth. But for us to have a spiritual birth, amen, something's got to happen beyond ourselves because we can't do it. We can't make it happen. So what happened was, amen, for God sent His Son. And the Bible says in Acts 4 and 2 that there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus. Jesus. So there's no inheritance without sonship. And there's no sonship without a spiritual birth. And there is no spiritual birth without Christ. But Christ has come. He has come. But amen. Fourthly, there is no Christ without faith. No Christ without faith. I'm talking about no Christ for you. Amen. No Christ for me. No Christ for the world without faith. We must believe. Amen. The Bible says, amen, in God's economy, faith is a great thing because we must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. The Bible says that, you know what, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so we must have faith. And so there is no Christ without faith unless we are wedded to Jesus Christ by the simple act of trusting in His mercy and His grace and power, then Christ is nothing to us. But if we have truly trusted Christ, then He's everything, amen, to us. He is all that we need. He's our everything. Christ is everything to a man that trusts in Him. And I pray that God speak to our hearts, that we can hear and that we can trust and we can believe and have that confidence that's needed, amen, for salvation for those that, amen, may not be saved, but, amen, that we as believers, no matter as our sister sing the song, amen, that He's God in the mountain, He's God in the valley, that we trust Him all of the time, amen, because, amen, we need faith and we can trust God. Let's just be honest. We've let people down and people's let us down. We didn't intend to. But sometimes maybe we just neglected. We could have done better and we didn't. But sometimes it just happened. Wasn't our plan, wasn't our intention. But listen, God ain't never let us down. Nothing catches Him by surprise. Nothing catches Him off guard. Nothing, amen,'s too big for Him to handle. Nothing's too hard. Nothing's impossible with Him. What I'm saying is you can trust God. You can have faith. You can put your confidence in God. And so to the person that trusts Christ, everything, Christ is everything. But Christ is nothing but a judge and condemnation to the man or woman that trusts Him not. You see, listen to these verses. They are familiar to us in the book of John. Again, John chapter 3. In verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Amen. Father and children, God's made it possible. Listen, we must have faith. Without faith, we cannot please God. So there's no Christ without faith. But amen, with faith, amen, we can believe Christ. We can trust Christ. Amen. And we can have a spiritual birth. Why? How can we have a spiritual birth? Because we trust God. We believe in Christ because He has sent His Son that whosoever believeth should not perish. And amen, then if we believe Christ and we trust Him, then we go from the outside to the inside. There is that sonship that takes place when that spiritual birth happens. And when that happens, we have an inheritance. The Bible says that fate is not away. Amen. It's incorruptible. It's a place where the moths and the rust can't get in, can't corrupt. We have an inheritance because of our Heavenly Father. And I want to read this to us again in these verses and read verse 16 and 17 of our text. It says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." I pray this morning that you can say amen right there, that you are the children of God. But listen what it says, "And if children, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together." It says there in verse 16 that we are the children of God. Verse 17 says, "And if children," Paul says, if you're children, if you belong to God, If you've been born again, if you've trusted Christ and you're our children, he said, then you're heirs. You're heirs. Heirs of who? I told you he left us an earthly inheritance, and I'm thankful for every bit of it and everything that my earthly father has done. But amen, anything that's left here won't compare to that God has in heaven. Amen. We're heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with Christ because of our heavenly Father. He's made it all possible. This morning, can you say that you are a child of God? I'd ask you to stand with us. If you have a need while we sing, you come this morning.